We were talking about double dipping. This whole idea, there's a survey out now. What percentage of Americans will double dip this Sunday during the big game? If you want to see the survey, and of course, we posted the Seinfeld clip with it too, right?
Yes.
It's up there, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
dip.
Aaron, is your observation, you were typically going to, you got to use the small plates, right?
Small
double
plates.
Dip is a no-no.
Yeah, when you have like hors d'oeuvres and stuff, you use the small plates and you put what you're going to eat on your plate, and then you can double dip all you want because it's on your plate.
And I'm a believer in the celery baton, where I hold this piece of celery in the middle. I will dip from one side, flip it, and then go from the other one.
I like that one.
Yeah, but you have no, you're done after what you just told us in the studio.
Yeah.
So we're talking, right? We're talking about double dipping here in the studio, and he comes blowing in here. Now, was this when you were in college?
Yeah, my first year, my freshman year playing baseball in college.
Real quickly, explain the story to everybody.
So in college, chewing tobacco is a really big thing, college baseball.
Yeah.
And we were on our spring trip to Florida on a big bus riding down there, and our coach wouldn't stop to let us all kind of re-up on our supply. So what started happening was I would have one in my mouth.
You're talking about chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco.
A big dip in your mouth. Okay.
Yes. And then I would take it out after a little while and then give it over to my buddy, and he would put it in his mouth, and we would just continue the rotation until it was all dry, you know.
Ryan, you repulsed me. Please leave the studio.
You were, oh my.
That was in my younger years.
How old are you now?
28.
Shut up. Go away. No, you're done. You're done.
That's good.
Why don't you go, hey, Angie, you want to swap dip with Ryan this morning? That's gross. Why would you do that? At least dip it in French onion dip and then hand it to the guy. That makes sense.